Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wiggins!
Oh!
Monday Roundup!
Yeehaw!
This here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Yeehaw!
Sure is the wildest ride in the wilderness. It is the Monday Roundup.
Did you get your word talker working right over there?
No, no.
Good.
No, it was not working.
I was hoping not. It's more fun.
Yeah, it's a Monday, and let's just lean into the fact that I'm doing a terrible job today.
You're not doing a terrible job.
No, I'm supposed to talk for a living. When I don't talk well, I'm doing poorly.
Yeah, but it does create an atmosphere.
It does, yeah. Everybody else enjoys it.
It doesn't make it terrible.
Yeah. It's not something I put on my resume.
You're not a professional talker. You're a professional entertainer.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so whenever
you
entertain.
Mimes.
Thank you. Yeah.
We all do it. And when I do it, you guys give it to me. So
do we? I think we need to do it more.
Okay. Bring it.
Okay. Fair.
Shart.
That's not related to Will Scharf.
No.
That is entirely related to an ad that you messed up a while back.
Big time. And Ruler Foods is still here. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I felt so bad.
That, you know, kudos to them.
I actually had the sales. I'm like, you need to call it a public.
Yes. We do bring that one up pretty often.
You should. It's great.
It was great. It was
it's one of my best ones. Worst best moments or best worst moments.
That and the spider falling from the ceiling.
Get over that.
Are like the two that I'm like, oh man, you got to go see that one. All right, so the Monday Roundup, this is the stuff you missed over the weekend, the most important things that you missed over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is that Gen Z has email anxiety.
I qualify.
Do you really? Oh
well,
my gosh, I thought we were going to make fun of people here.
Well, we can.
Can we make fun of you?
Yeah, absolutely. What does it mean?
Maybe. It says that it's the hardest part of their job. In fact, most...
That's not true
for me. Here's what it says, though. It's the New York Post. It says most folks over 30...
Most what?
Folks?
No!
Over 30. You know,
folks.
Mark Cox says folks. It the same way as I do.
Exactly
Mark Cox
my point.
Is a professional.
No, what does Kim St. Ange say? That's what I want to know.
I'm not worried about that.
It's F-O-A-K-S-S. F-O-A-K-S, folks.
In fact, most folks over 30 can still remember feeling a flush of excitement over receiving an email.
That's because we used to just get emails from people.
But due to the digital natives of Generation Z getting electronic correspondence, namely from the office, it is apparently now anxiety-inducing to get emails or to check your emails.
My main personal email has 14,610 unread messages. Let's go to Annie's work email. I'm gonna have to log into this. My work email is probably worse than that. It's not good.
Does that give you anxiety?
Not anymore, because I just quit looking at it.
Yeah, you just ignore it. The problem goes away.
Because it was stressing me out. The problem is you just get so much crap you don't need.
I will say this, in my earlier
I'm not even
professional
logged into
days,
my work email.
I used to keep a very, very clean inbox. But the older I get, the less I'm able to. And yeah. I think it's probably just because of volume. So I get that. But it's not anxiety-inducing. And if you're in Gen Z, just note to self, saying this gives me anxiety already makes people roll their eyes.
Here's the thing. Like, first of all, the kids these days, I can say that because I'm in my 40s now. Yeah. The kids these days have to name everything.
Yes.
We used to just complain about work sucks, and it included correspondence.
Mm-hmm. And a song from Blink-182.
But, like, when you're talking about email anxiety, aren't you just creating, like, conspiracy theories about yourself whenever you say something like that? Because what you're predicting, the reason you have anxiety, the reason you have the bad feelings is because you're afraid there's something bad in that email.
No.
So you're creating it in your head.
No. Not at all.
So what gives you anxiety about it?
I have 14,181 unread emails in my work account.
14,000?
Yes, look, it's right here. Oh
my gosh, I think I have 1,400 maybe.
No.
14,900 in mine.
No, there you go. There you go.
14,900.
Oh, my gosh.
Unread?
Yes, unread.
Yeah, samesies.
And I'm trying to go through as many of them, and I'm looking as many emails as I possibly
can.
That's
the anxiety. That's the crap that people don't want to deal with. It's just it's a mountain of useless work.
See, I interpreted this the same way Brad did, that it was like, oh, no, what's going to be in these emails?
No,
it's not the volume. I get that.
You can't. No, the volume.
Okay. Because if that's the way you approach it, then I get it.
Yeah, it's not. No, listen, if there's something bad in one of these emails, you can't hide from it. It will find you. That's for real. And the sooner I know about it, the sooner I could address it and move on. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the article says.
No, deep dive into the study here. So like page 4 is that the survey is 2,000 U.S. office workers between the ages of 18 and 24, Gen Z. They said that it's all about letting the emails pile up.
Yes.
It's exactly what you said.
Yes.
It's exactly what you said.
Yes. Here's an email from Ellen. Ellen, I'm on it. I'm working on it. I'm going to check my emails for the rest of this, but also listen to what you have to say.
Great, great. Go ahead. I'm going to play the whip sound effect here. I'm just giving Brad a little bit of notice. Okay, great job. man, can I get this in a minute? I pay $400 a week to advertise myself on a billboard to find a girlfriend.
Huh?
No, you're clapping at the article, not my flub.
Advertised.
$400 a week to advertise myself on a billboard. Now you got in my head.
He's panicking.
A billboard. He's just a 70-year-old man, lovelorn Al Gilberti, 70 years old, pays $400 a week for a billboard that seeks marriage and karaoke. Found in Sweetwater, Texas.
It's seeking marriage.
It says he's already been a success with Al receiving over 400 calls. So
him.
I guess a dollar a week or a dollar per call. And 50 emails in just 2 weeks. And he's leaving it up. But he goes into what he's looking for in a woman. He says, if I meet the right person, I want to look in their eyes and see how they respond. I love Europe. I'd love to go to meet somebody in Europe. No.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
While you're advertising in Texas, but I'm waiting for the right person to call. So I guess he hasn't gotten that person yet.
I don't think he wants dates.
I think he wants this. I think he wants attention. I think he wants news read about
it. I think he wants attention. Anyway,
he's getting it.
Steve Moore, when we come back, and we're going to find out what's happening to those Columbia protesters. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.